You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
The Army of Two, Olimers, Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan waking you up this morning, 10 minutes gone on your 9.
And Simo, want to open up the phones this morning, 64572977. Give us a call. We're heading over to Snow FM Facebook, Snow FM Instagram.
Yes.
What hobby have you started whilst you've been in isolation at home?
Oh, there's a few new hobbies floating around in your house?
Well, yeah, well, Simo, you said, I don't know if you started this, but people have started baking bread.
Oh, yeah.
To help pass the time.
Baking bread, specialising kombucha or kombucha. Or,
what is it?
You know, it's not a juice. It's like a fermented drink.
A fermented drink? Yeah. Wine?
Kombucha.
Is it? Yeah. I've never heard of it.
It's in stores now. It's been around. It's like, I guess some people would consider it's a hipster drink, potentially, maybe.
Well, I'll have to, next time I go to the supermarket, keep my eye open for kombucha.
Yeah, it can be notoriously difficult to brew, apparently, so people are becoming experts in...
Disastrous did you get it wrong.
Yeah. No, they explode. Because it's carbonated.
That counts as disastrous.
Yeah.
Something exploding, I would class that as disastrous, yes.
So people are kind of undertaking these new things, like becoming experts in baking bread, kombucha, what else? Knitting.
Also, Mo, the reason I bring up hobbies is because my housemate has started with a hobby whilst in isolation to make a little bit of extra money on the side.
Oh, yeah.
And it is driving me absolutely insane.
He's got a side hustle.
The side hustle, it makes like literally 10 cents, if even that, from doing this side hustle.
That's better than zero. That's still income.
So he's kind of always been sort of semi-interested to a degree in photography. He's got like a decent camera and this sort of stuff, but normally just takes pictures of the stars and scenery and that sort of stuff. However,
private investigator.
I mean, maybe he is.
Cheap rates.
However, now, in isolation, he's all of a sudden become a food photographer.
Oh, no. No, he hasn't. He's just become one of those Instagram people.
I know.
Foodies.
But literally, like, over the weekend, I was cooking scrambled eggs on toast. And he goes, hang on, wait. And then just grabs his camera, gets a tripod, gets a light stand, makes this all professional and just starts taking... I'm just standing there to a side. I'm like, can I eat my breakfast now? It's been 10 minutes. It's gone cold. Can I eat it now?
As long as he's not asking the breakfast to be like, work it, yes. Give me that one more time.
I mean, that may be the next step. I don't know.
So the scrambled eggs, did you have to make it look appetizing?
I just made scrambled eggs. I didn't realize that I thought I was just making breakfast for myself.
Did you have to make sure that the color scheme, like the yolk, because you know, there's different types of yellows that your scrambles can come out at.
Look, scrambled eggs at the best of times doesn't look great.
Yeah.
Especially when I make it, doesn't look great. But so last night I was, I made a curry. I made an Indian curry.
Right.
Out of a jar. I didn't quite go full on MasterChef.
I hear that.
And I'm kind of chopping up the vegetables as he gets home. He literally turns to me and before saying hello, goes, great, food from overseas. That makes great pictures. Jesus, come on.
Food from overseas.
Apparently that makes great pictures. And you can sell them online for like 10 cents.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Well, who does he sell them to?
I don't know. Yeah, I was talking to him. He took a picture of a rotten apple 2 weeks ago and someone bought that for 10 cents.
Who's purchasing those photos? That's very odd.
I don't know.
What hashtags is he using?
I don't know.
The metrics on that is very odd. There's, what is it, food, porn, kitchen, nightmares maybe? I don't know.
I don't know if I like him taking pictures of my food, food that I cooked and about to eat, and tagging kitchen nightmares. I mean, the scrambled eggs tasted all right. It wasn't a nightmare.
Also, you realise that he's making money off of you. He's not doing any of the work, really.
I know. I have. We had a heated discussion about this last night.
You're being exploited.
Simo and Jordan.
Keep on moving, 5. Right here on Snow FM, Simo and Jordan, 21 minutes gone, past your 9 o'clock.
And Simo, I think there might be something a little bit peculiar with the wind in England.
Okay.
Do you want to know why, or are we just going to leave that there?
Well, I don't know a lot about the wind.
Mm-hmm.
My ancestors were named after the wind.
Were they?
Yeah. Oh, I'm a Gael.
Oh, Gael.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, I was thinking, oh yeah, my grandma's called Rain.
So
my granddad's lightning storm.
So anything wind related, I got you covered.
Well, so Mario, let's see if you can help out with this. A couple of, I think it was last week perhaps, we mentioned a flamingo in a UK zoo.
And there was a big gust.
Managed to escape because a gust of wind just happened to happen at the same time and was able to lift the flamingo up over the fence and out of the zoo.
That's right.
Well, Simo, today I bring you news from Edinburgh Zoo.
Oh.
Where a pelican has escaped. The creature flew over the fence, aided by a strong gust of wind.
Wow.
Now, this pelican, it wasn't harmed and didn't go attacking anyone, so it was fine. Actually, I don't know how pelicans would attack anyone, but anyway. So this pelican, it escaped the zoo and went wandering around a local park, where it was spotted by a woman by the name of Laura Howarth.
Okay.
Who has given a bit of an interview to the media about the situation. And a couple of quotes in this little interview are amazing. This may be the best quote that I've heard in my life.
So I take it pelicans aren't native to that area, that region?
Yeah, I don't think they're Scottish. I could be wrong. Yeah. I mean, the pelican could eat haggis and be wearing a kilt. I'm not David Attenborough. I could be wrong. So this woman said to the media when explaining about the situation, she said, quote, "We don't know what you're supposed to do when you find a pelican. So we just call the police." What do you do if you find a if you were just wandering around the streets,
yeah,
and you just saw a rogue pelican?
How do you know it's rogue?
Well, it's wandering around the streets.
Yeah, but it might just be, you know,
It might just be browsing through the supermarket,
window shopping.
I know. Just go, oh, I'd love a pair of shoes.
I'd just give it a quick salute. Just be like, "How you going?" Just continue along with my day.
I mean, fair enough. Unfortunately, this lady in Scotland didn't just go, "How you going?"
Yeah.
She phoned up the police to try and help the penguin find its way.
The pelican.
The pelican find its way home.
Okay, yep.
Police.
Get your pea birds right.
I know. There's so many pea birds.
Sucks,
well,
doesn't it?
I mean, there's two.
Pelican, pigeon, penguin. Platypus isn't a bird.
Yeah, it's close enough. So the police were called, but they sent a message to the Edinburgh Zoo, who sent out a zookeeper to come and assist with getting the pelican back. Unfortunately, though, that zookeeper was in charge of the monkeys and had no idea what to do with the pelican. However, he did phone one of his friends, Mr. Pelican Keeper.
Oh, dear.
And he kind of came out and managed to grab the bird and take it home.
That's great. That's the quintessential when one of your mates leaves the workplace. You don't know their job, but when they leave, they're like, "You're right, can you just cover me?
You just deal with the pelican. Yeah. It's fine."
And meanwhile, that guy's like, "Oh, this is, I'm only trained for monkeys.
Do I grab it around the neck, or do I just pick it up like a baby, or do I get a tranquilizer dart? And
what do I do with all these bananas?"
I don't know. Does this pelican like bananas? I don't know.
Can they eat potassium?
Well, we'll find out.
Someone stop that pelican. It's hyped up on potassium.
It's stolen all the bananas. This
is Mom. Simo and Jordan.
Hey, baby. Doubts, no doubt there. Gwen Stefani's band. Simo and Jordan with you this morning. 28 minutes on the way to your 10 o'clock. And whip out your wands, whether it's made of dragon heart string, unicorn tail, or got any others, Jordan?
Oh, we're talking about Harry Potter.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought my mind went somewhere else when you said the first bit.
Have you got any? What's your Harry Potter knowledge like?
I think my Harry Potter knowledge is okay.
Seen a hippogriff lately?
No, because they only exist in fantasy. So.
They only exist in your mind.
Well, I mean, you know that I have never actually read the Harry Potter books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of halfway through doing the audiobooks.
So
I'm getting around to going through them all.
Ridiculous.
But yeah, I've seen all the movies. The movie's good.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
You want a medal?
Yes. I mean, if you've got one, it would be fantastic.
Well, I don't have a medal, but you could earn a grand. Would you go through?
Yeah, I'll take a grand. All right, give us the money.
Would you go through all of them again from start to finish?
Yeah.
Including Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
Oh, no, I haven't seen those yet.
So that, it totals in to 25 hours and 6 minutes of movie watching.
Do you have to, so that's all the movies combined, yes, I assume, to make 25 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Does that include the credits? Because, like, the credits for movies normally go for, like, 10 minutes. And let's face it, no one ever watches them.
I kind of stay until I see who the gaffer is whenever you're going through the movie credits.
Is there someone who works on a movie called a gaffer?
Yeah, there's a gaffer.
You just walk around with gaffer tape and just go, if anyone needs anything stuck together, If anyone on Harry Potter set snapped their wand in half, it's all right, I've got magic gaffer tape.
You know that's what he actually does.
Oh, is it actually?
Yeah, it's not magical tape, but the gaffer on a movie set, that's his job. So he's got
to have gaffer tape. I imagine he would be there like with a holster or something, just with different colours.
Yeah. Like left and right.
What do you want? Black, white, red, green? I got everything.
Double-sided?
I know, double-sided. Whoa. Gee, the gaffer on this. Give him an Oscar. He brought double-sided tape.
And his job is just...
Does he have to provide his own tape? Does he have to go to like the hardware shop before filming and just get a whole lot of tape?
He's probably got his own custom tape.
Probably makes it. Just imagine him going through the shop. It's like, oh yeah, just on the Harry Potter set, going to need a lot of gaffer tape for this.
So their job is...
Is that dead set a job?
Yeah, that they basically, they roll around the set and they tape down positions like on the floor where actors need to stand so they remember where they need to go. Or if something does need a bit of tape,
yeah,
then the director's like, can someone tape that down? The gaffer roll runs over there and he's like, don't worry, he's got you.
I got this, guys. It's fine. Everyone stop panicking. Stop panicking, Voldemort. It's fine.
Because magic doesn't exist and things need to be taped down. But Harry Potter, so 25 hours and 6 minutes of movie watching straight, you can earn $1,000. It's an offer from an education resource website. The catch is all you need to do is hit your social media channels and you need to live tweet and live stream all the way through.
I mean, that's very doable.
Yeah.
Is this 25 hours of just solid? You wake up and you just watch Harry Potter movies for 25 hours and 6 minutes or whatever it was. And then after that, and obviously be on social media throughout. And then afterwards, just go to sleep and dream about Harry Potter.
I'm not sure if it's straight because I reckon that would do my head in.
Mm.
Like I'd come out there full Gryffindor. I'd be slithering all over the place.
Stop with the Harry Potter puns.
Simo and Jordan.
She thinks she's made of candy. Robbie Williams with that one. Snow FM, Simo and Jordan. 9:45 this morning.
And Simo, there's a bit of a trend I've noticed across the world, which is that people have started naming their babies to do with coronavirus.
Yeah, righto, guys. Do what you want. It's your child. I'm sure they'll be pleased with you in the long run.
Simo, you mentioned, I think it was last week or the week before, a couple of twins in India.
Yeah.
One was named COVID, the other named Corona.
Yeah.
And now, Simo, another child. Actually, no, this one's in India as well.
Okay.
Okay, you know how before when I said there's a trend sweeping across the world? What I meant was there's a trend sweeping across India.
I can't
with
wait.
People naming their children to do with coronavirus.
Can't wait to, you know, to get hold of a brand new curry flavour.
Simo, this brand new, brand new baby has been born. This baby has been named Sanitizer.
Oh, nice.
Obviously, after hand sanitizer.
If they're all in the same class, all of them together. Is COVID here?
Yeah. Yes.
Is I got Corona on the list. Are they away sick?
Oh, gee. One of those got sick. You got to be asking questions.
No, Corona is here. It's Sanitizer went home with a bit of a, you know, sore tummy. I don't know.
Yeah, so the name Sanitizer, how would you feel if you were called Sanitizer? Would you be happy with it or not?
It'd drive me insane. No, I've got nothing.
No, just imagine, so like now with everyone kind of using hand sanitizer and stuff on their hands,
right.
It's probably not uncommon for someone just to yell out, oh yeah, can you just pass the sanitizer?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Imagine if your name is Sanitizer, just like, why are they passing me? I don't want to be passed. Oh, they're talking about the little bottle. Okay, that's fine.
Although you would be popular. Everyone loves.
Especially now everyone's looking for sanitizer. Where is all the sanitizer gone?
Gosh, we cannot get a hold of, you know, sanitizer no matter where we look.
We just want to hang out with some more sanitizer.
Hide and seek champion in India. There's you know, we find Corona like that, like straight away.
Mm.
COVID, there she is. She's over there. Have not seen sanitizer since Friday.
Go to the supermarket. There's no sanitizer. Where is it?
Simo and Jordan.
She thinks she's made of candy. Robbie Williams with that one. Snow FM, Simo and Jordan. 9:45 this morning.
And Simo, there's a bit of a trend I've noticed across the world, which is that people have started naming their babies to do with coronavirus.
Yeah, righto, guys. Do what you want. It's your child. I'm sure they'll be pleased with you in the long run.
Simo, you mentioned, I think it was last week or the week before, a couple of twins in India.
Yeah.
One was named COVID, the other named Corona.
Yeah.
And now, Simo, another child. Actually, no, this one's in India as well.
Okay.
Okay, you know how before when I said there's a trend sweeping across the world? What I meant was there's a trend sweeping across India.
I can't
with
wait.
People naming their children to do with coronavirus.
Can't wait to, you know, to get hold of a brand new curry flavour.
Simo, this brand new, brand new baby has been born. This baby has been named Sanitizer.
Oh, nice.
Obviously, after hand sanitizer.
If they're all in the same class, all of them together. Is COVID here?
Yeah. Yes.
Is I got Corona on the list. Are they away sick?
Oh, gee. One of those got sick. You got to be asking questions.
No, Corona is here. It's Sanitizer went home with a bit of a, you know, sore tummy. I don't know.
Yeah, so the name Sanitizer, how would you feel if you were called Sanitizer? Would you be happy with it or not?
Did it drive me insane? No, I've got nothing.
Now, just imagine, so like now with everyone kind of using hand sanitizer and stuff on their hands,
right.
It's probably not uncommon for someone just to yell out, oh yeah, can you just pass the sanitizer?
Yeah.
Or something like that. Imagine if your name is Sanitizer, just like, why are they passing me? I don't want to be passed. Oh, they're talking about the little bottle. Okay, that's fine.
Although you would be popular. Everyone loves.
Especially now, everyone's looking for sanitizer. Where is all the sanitizer gone?
Gosh, we cannot get a hold of, you know, sanitizer no matter where we look.
We just want to hang out with some more sanitizer.
Hide and seek champion in India. We find Corona like that, like straight away.
Mm.
COVID, there she is. She's over there. Have not seen sanitizer since Friday.
Go to the supermarket. There's no sanitizer. Where is it?
Simo and Jordan.
MGMT with Electric Feel on Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you. And electric of a different kind. We now go to, what's his name? Who's the guy that ran 100 metres really, really quick?
Usain Bolt.
That guy, Usain Bolt. he did run that pretty fast.
Yeah, I've watched the Olympics when he did the running thing.
But not as fast as Britney Spears.
Okay.
Right, so apparently she's getting back into her running.
Was she into running?
I don't know.
That implies that she used to be. Oh, Britney Spears. Yeah, remember when Britney Spears ran at the Olympics 10 years ago? It's like, no.
She was quick. The Hit Me Baby One More Time singer has made a bit of a bold claim on the Instagram. The lockdown, obviously, she's doing her own home fitness.
Mm-hmm.
She took a screenshot of her timer for a run.
Okay.
Now, the time comes in at 5.97 seconds.
Okay, that's how long? How far was she running? Do you know?
She's 38 years of age.
Okay.
Her,
not what I asked, but anyway.
Well, I'm just saying, just put that into account with how quick she can run.
I mean, yeah, but in distance, it's like, she ran 3 meters in 5 seconds. I'm like, well, for someone 38, I would expect better. If it was a marathon in 5 seconds, I'd go, well done.
So she goes, ran my first five, getting over your fear of pushing it in the beginning is key. Once I did that, I hit five. Usually I run 6 or 7. My first try was 9, and now I did it. Whoop, 100-meter dash.
Okay, so she's claiming that she's done the 100-meter race.
That's right.
In 5 point, what? How many seconds was it?
5.97.
5.97 seconds.
Yep.
All right, Usain Bolt, I don't know it off the top of my head, but I think it's about 9, it's 9 point something.
Yeah, it's 9.98 or something.
And he is the fastest man in the world.
Yeah.
I think the women's 100-meter record is in the 10 seconds, I think. I could be wrong with that.
Not when Brittany Bish rolls up to the track.
Well, that's what the record was yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, it's Britney Spears is the fastest person in the world. I did not expect that.
Someone whip out the drug testing kit. Britney's cranking all kinds of...
So the 100-meter dash, I assume that's the same as a 100-meter race.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of things have either happened here. Either Britney doesn't know how to use a stopwatch, or Britney doesn't know what 100 metres is.
I'm going to go...
Both could be plausible.
Maths, I don't reckon, was her strong suit. Franz Ferdinand, know you girls.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.